The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Hello, Charles. Massive news in probably the industry that affects most of us the most. The thing that really determines a lot of things. Not sexy.
No.
But important. It's supermarkets. Charles, everyone's talking about supermarkets.
Because the government is going to have an inquiry.
Why haven't they had an inquiry?
They had an inquiry.
Didn't they send Craig Emerson out to?
They've done the Craig Emerson part. There is a possibility that following Craig Emerson's inquiry, there might be a mandatory code of conduct, Dom.
Whoa!
I know! I mean, imagine how, you know, like shaking in their boots, Coles and Woolworths must be this morning.
Because they had a voluntary code of conduct. And you know the great thing about a voluntary code of conduct, Charles?
Well, it's very strict.
It's voluntary.
It's voluntary.
The key's in the word voluntary.
Yeah. But the best thing about the code of conduct was the supermarkets, this is according to Craig Emerson, the supermarkets said, this code of conduct is working really well. We've only had 6 complaints against us since 2015.
Yeah, and I presume most of those complaints were from the board going, why do we have this thing?
That's right.
It doesn't do anything.
But it was a sort of, there was some, you know, things set up so that suppliers could complain to the supermarkets if they were worried about, you know, being bullied or, you know, being influenced or, you know, like being screwed over or whatever.
Now, Charles, having been bullied quite a bit in primary school days, you know what you don't do about a bully?
What?
Complain.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just in case you're worried that anything's going to happen as a result of this inquiry, the one thing that Craig Emerson has done is he has ruled out forced divestiture. You know, ruled out splitting up Coles and Woolworths, right? Here's the quote.
It's one of these, frankly, populist ideas. But, that's a good idea. Break them up. Well, who do you sell the stores to? Let's say it's Coles who gets hit by forced divestiture. Are they going to sell to Woolworths? What does that do for market concentration? And if they say, well, no, you can't sell to Woolworths because that will increase market concentration.
So basically the thing is, everyone who sort of doesn't like having a duopoly control our entire retail distribution in this country basically says, well, part of the problem is they've got way too much market power. There's actually like over two-thirds of our retail business goes through two companies, right? You actually need more companies in the market if suppliers are ever going to have any sort of fair playing ground or you know, even sort of thing. It doesn't matter how many mandatory a code of conduct is. That is the fundamental problem. But Craig Emerson, he's come out of the gate and just said, nah. And the reason is because in his mind, the only person that Coles could be sold to is Woolworths, and the only company that Woolworths could be sold to is Coles.
This is stupid. This is deeply stupid. What we need, Charles, it's very clear, right? Yeah. We need a new company called Colesworth that just buys all of the assets up, Coles and Woolies, and puts them into one company.
Yes, you're right.
And just think how convenient that would be. Yes. You'd only need one login.
Yes.
There'd only be one company that could do delivery.
Instead of there's Flybuys and what's the other one called?
Oh, Woolworths Rewards. Rewards. Yes, stupid. Yeah. Give us one.
Flybuys Rewards or something.
They could.
You could just earn points on everything you do.
And you'd know it'd be meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't even get your hopes up, which would be fantastic.
Exactly.
Because no one's ever got a flight through Flybuys, have they?
I accrued
2,000 points the other day.
Oh,
which meant that I spent $2,000 cumulatively.
Yeah, and what did you get?
A $10 voucher.
A $10 voucher? Yeah. Oh, that's actually...
That's much better than cheaper prices. Yes.
I'll tell you what.
I felt special.
Because I spent all the lead up to Christmas buying from Coles to get the...
Curtis Stone kitchen thing.
And so I got those cutting boards. I thought those bamboo cutting boards look pretty good.
Mm.
They're not actually made of bamboo. They're made of a thing called rubber wood.
Right, like rubber wood?
Yeah, it's like the wood that rubber trees are made of. Right?
Okay.
And I'll tell you what you shouldn't make out of rubber wood.
What's that?
Cutting boards.
You're making my $10 voucher look like a great deal.
Because first of all, the actual sides of it have all fallen off already. It's split in half, and then every time you cut on the rubber wood, it leaves a mark, right? Like it's sort of like cutting on blue tack.
That's
or something.
Stupid, Charles. You should throw that out. Go to Coles or Woolworths and buy an identically priced expensive chopping board. But Charles, there is competition. You can't say that there's not, right? I know Coles and Woolies are parallel. Even if we had Colesworth, but there's Aldi, which is cheaper and much worse.
But Craig Emerson said Aldi doesn't exist. Listen to this.
Who do they sell to? Oh, well, maybe a foreign multinational, but they don't want to come here.
See, no foreigners want to come in and buy and be part of our retail thing.
They can't because Aldi's already done. No, but Lidl was going to come in and compete.
Aldi doesn't exist, Dom. Craig, he's done an inquiry.
Very thorough inquiry.
He's very thorough inquiry. He just forgot to realise that. And Costco also exists. But Craig Emerson doesn't believe that because he says there's no foreigners in our. So Metcash is only.
Anyway. But there's also. There is competition also in the form of Metcash/IGA, right?
Yeah.
Which is too expensive. So you've got Coles and Woolies, and then the one that's too cheap and a bit shit, and the one that's too expensive. That's genuine competition. Yes. It's just that the others suck.
But also, isn't the point that, like, surely if you're having a price gap, gouging duopoly, and the problem is that in regional areas, what Coles and Woolworths and Colesworth are doing is they're actually just wiping out local retailers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because the whole point is
they can't survive.
System. Like, it's not just your IGA, it's your butchers and your bakers and your candle shop makers and your boot makers.
Very sweet. And they get all the stuff from the supply chain. They've got a much better supply chain.
Yeah, exactly.
They buy up all the stuff from the farmers at source. So the independent retailers can't get them. It's a very efficient system, Charles.
Yeah.
This is why late capitalism is so good.
Right.
It's very efficient.
So what you're saying is we should be just getting on board with this whole Colesworth thing.
Yes. As a shareholder.
As a shareholder.
That's the only way.
Yes.
The only way to participate in the grocery industry is as a shareholder.
Can you buy shares on Flybuys?
that would actually be genuinely valuable. Yeah, but Charles, there's another alternative that no one's talking about here. Like, come on, Craig Emerson has not done his homework.
Mm.
The other option, and frankly, it's one that I need to do, and that most Australians need to do, is fucking eat less. Don't eat. Don't go to Coles. Don't go to Woolies.
I should be
eating my way through all the rice in my cupboard before I buy another grocery.
This is the lateral thinking.
I don't need the calories
that you get on the Chaser Report that you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah,
there's been all these economists coming out and saying, "Oh, Craig Emerson's right. You can't possibly do anything that will actually have any impact."
Yeah.
And you're just going, yes, you can. You can stop eating.
Yeah, hurt
for a
them
start.
Where they live. Why don't we all, every street in the whole of Australia, want us to just go onto the street, bring all of our groceries out of the cupboard, sort of just collectively, like, cook some stuff and have your big communal meals, wartime rationing, like all the rice, get it out there, and we fucking eat all the things we bought. How often do you throw out food that's gone off? It happens all the time at our house. We're hopeless.
Yes, I think that's very good. I think also stealing is another way that we could sort of create more competition.
That would be good. You'd certainly make them compete to have more cameras.
So what I'm thinking is maybe in schools, because schools don't really teach you stealing.
No,
right?
They don't.
I mean, they have religious and ethics courses. Scripture tells you how to do a whole lot of other unethical things, but not really stealing. But why don't we teach magic?
Magic?
Yeah, because the whole point about stealing is most people are very bad at stealing because anyone watching can see.
Yeah.
Like if you're watching somebody steal.
That's true.
Most people are very incompetent. You need is a bit of sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, of course.
And if we just armed all our year 11 and 12 students with proper sleight of hand.
Whoops, the chocolate bar's gone into my sleeve.
I feel like that's more that we would do for that generation than we're doing at the moment.
The camera, that's true. It's much better than what's available housing wise.
Yeah.
So the chocolate bar goes up the sleeve through sleight of hand.
Yeah, I'm talking not just chocolate, I'm talking nappies, bread, milk, eggs.
Ready to eat meals.
Yeah. Like,
what a good idea.
Actual food.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only problem, Charles, is that, yes, it would help them in the short term be able to eat and make ends meet.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it teach millions of young Australians that magic was a viable and worthwhile career? And, like, we would have no one trained in anything, like no doctors, just a whole bunch of magicians going, oh, magic away your tumour.
But I reckon it's the only way we're going to get orcas, if someone could pull a submarine out of their ass.
Yeah. We could disappear one of the American subs. Where's it gone? We've sorted it out.
I feel like this could actually have a huge impact on a lot of like Australian foreign policy, defence.
Where's Kevin Rudd gone?
We could probably use it for climate change as well. Because the whole problem is we need to get rid of emissions.
Yeah, just get rid
of them. Just hide them.
Get rid of CFCs. Just put them in a box, sort them in half.
But also, you know, like say we need to cut emissions, you just do some sort of magic trick where all the lights go out.
Don't they do that with cooking the books basically as well? Yeah. No, so look, this is good stuff. Okay. So we don't need Coles and Woolworths. That's the bottom line.
Well, I just think it doesn't it lack imagination, the idea that because Coles and Woolworths exist and are a duopoly, there can be no other market structure because the only viable companies who, like, don't you think that the one person you should set to do your inquiry should at least have sort of some modicum of intelligence to know that if you're talking about a market structure, it doesn't have to be the market structure that you're already investigating?
Well, that's why they got Craig Emerson. Can we just remember what Craig Emerson's version of effective political communication was? And this is the greatest thing MO achieved in his career.
No why I'll wipe out there on my TV. No why I'll wipe out there on my TV. No why I'll wipe out.
This is the most famous thing
MO's
ever done. That's the guy they've trusted to fix the supermarkets.
Shocking me right out of my brain.
So you got to ask if they wanted them fixed, but Charles.
No, they didn't want them fixed.
There's another very simple solution, which I'll reveal after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Look, life is expensive.
Yes.
Housing is ridiculously expensive. You've got the duopolies. I mean, every industry has a duopoly,
Charles. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Qantas
and
I should stop getting worked up.
Australia. At one time there were four airlines. That didn't work. We went back down to two. There's basically two telcos because Vodafone's. I mean, I know you're on Vodafone, but no one's on Vodafone for you.
Well, no one can contact me on Vodafone.
No, that's right. Yeah. So it's basically as though you're not on it.
Yeah.
The way to resist all of this stuff, it's so easy. We moved the land. We abandon the cities. We go and live on farms. We grow our own food.
Yes.
We eat like a kibbutz.
Yes. And the thing is,
with a less Jewish name because, frankly, Israel's, you know, got some brand damage.
And the thing is, we wouldn't even have to do that. Merely the threat of doing that.
Of kibbutz becoming kibbutzniks.
Would make all the farmers in Australia shut up about complaining about Coles and Woolworths.
Yeah.
Because the threat of us moving to the regions.
To regional Australia.
Yeah, would make them go, fuck, we don't want that.
We don't want that. Yeah. But also, we wouldn't want that. Like, no one's going to want to do that. So what will make us shut up? We'll make us shut up and go to the supermarket and just cop it and just understand that even though we're living in an absurdly expensive place and can't afford it, the alternative is unthinkable. I don't want to go and live on the land, Charles, but I know I always could if I wanted to hate my life.
Okay, yes. So what you're saying is...
Thank you, Colesworth.
In some ways, Craig Emerson's right. In that not only can nothing ever be done or improved.
That's right.
But nothing should ever be done or improved.
No.
That actually reality is reality and acceptance is the only true path to happiness.
I mean, they're saying that there might be some sort of token fines in this new reform.
Charles, the Labor Party has been taken over by Buddhists. Like, that's a very Buddhist...
It is. Just accept the things you can't change.
Accept your misery.
Such as the structural nature of duopolies. I mean, look at the way the Americans do it, Charles. We'll have to talk about this at some point. Apple is being sued for being a monopolist by the Department of Justice in the US.
Yes.
Because of that whole thing where they've completely constructed a monopoly and forced their users to stay in it by the walled garden. I mean, it's going to be a pretty simple case to prove. They've actually gone in and tried to break up a monopoly. Whereas in Australia, we would just say, look, as long as there's two of you, you can extract all the money you want.
Yeah, well, what we'll give you is a mandatory code of conduct.
Yep.
Mandatory. Yep.
With fines up to $10 million or five seconds profits for Woolies and Coles. But how long would it take them to earn $10 million? I think during the period that I've said $10 million, they've earned $10 million.
Well, but given that we've just made stealing, you know, a legitimate option, don't you think that they're going to now be in real trouble, Coles and Woolworths?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you think that the listeners of the Chaser Report will now...
Our listeners are going to go and ferment revolution, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm talking about a sort of anarchist-led revolution, like completely disorganised.
Oh, my God, Charles, that would be so much worse than Coles and Woolworths.
Oh, my God, yes, actually, yes. Okay, that's terrible. No, that, can you get points on your anarchism? Like, can you get a sort of flybys equivalent of points?
I just wanted to buy their frequent fly points in a communist system. Well, to be fair, in China, there's social credit points.
That's true.
That's a chilling
mind stuff. You, social credit points sound exactly like, you know, credit checks in the US.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, yesterday, Charles, I needed to buy a cheap cake for my daughter's birthday.
Mm.
We're having a proper thing down the track and we're getting something a little bit more expensive, but we just want something for the day.
Mm.
We didn't want to bother about some local baker or some artisan with skills that have been passed over a generation who did a really good job.
Mm.
We just wanted something cheap that was ready to go. So we went to Coles and bought it. And it's going to be extremely calorific and probably not all that nice, but it was easy, Charles, and that's all we want.
Because that's what we're best at growing here in Australia, homegrown duopolies.
That's right.
Yes. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.